This is JIS News. Coming up, $5 billion earmarked for CSJP3, OddPem partnering with NWA to implement disaster mitigation project, and government committed to providing additional technical support to Burkina Faso in preventing teen pregnancy. Details after the break.
Come Monday, June 24, Petrojam Limited will begin to supply ultra-low sulfur diesel ULSD to the market. A red dye will be added to the regular diesel come June 17 to differentiate it from the ULSD. Ultra-low sulfur diesel will come with a light yellow color. Petrojam, serving Jamaica's energy needs.
Now the news. Approximately $5 billion is to be spent over the next 4 years on interventions in communities across Jamaica. This as the Ministry of National Security launches the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP3. Portfolio Minister Peter Bunting says this third phase of the flagship Crime and Violence Prevention Initiative will be significantly improved compared to the previous two segments. He adds that the first two phases are being evaluated to ensure that phase three will build on their successes. CSJP in its present format will come to an end in December 2013.
While the CSJP will maintain basic elements, the program will now be redefined to include a national crime prevention focus that will expand its initiatives beyond the current concentration on volatile inner-city communities to include preventive actions that address early signs of social disorganization in communities across the island.
CSJP3 will be funded by the government through international partners such as the Canadian International Development Agency, United Kingdom Department for International Development, DFID, and the Inter-American Development Bank. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, has signed a contract with the National Works Agency for the implementation of the Management of Slope Stability in Communities Mosaic Project. The $6 million project will see the implementation of activities aimed at reducing flooding and improving slope stability to curtail the incidence of land slippage. It is financed by the Japan Social Development Fund, channeled through the World Bank, and will be implemented by the NWA over a 12-month period.
We're tremendously happy to partner with the ODPEM in this venture. From the point of view of the National Works Agency, we're committed to delivering this project on time, on budget.
Chief Executive Officer, National Works Agency, E.G. Hunter, speaking at the contract signing ceremony on Tuesday. The pilot project will target 4 communities and should begin in another few months. Jamaica has committed to providing additional technical support to Burkina Faso on the prevention of adolescent pregnancies and assisting teen mothers. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner gave the government's commitment following a study tour of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation in Kingston on Tuesday. The study tour formed part of the activities of the working mission from Burkina Faso, led by First Lady Her Excellency Chantal Compaoré.
What I have asked the team at Jamaica House to do, and they'll be working with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, for us to arrange how we can offer technical support to the people of Burkina Faso in ensuring that they're able to set up centers similar to our women's center.
Formal discussions on the arrangement will be held at a later date. In her remarks, translated by an interpreter, Mrs. Compaoré said she is impressed with the mechanisms established to prevent teen pregnancy as well as to support adolescent mothers. And the government is seeking to exploit the minerals sector as a means of earning valuable foreign exchange. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says the government welcomes investment in the sector.
We want to ensure that in doing so that the country retains and takes advantage of more of the value-added components of our mineral sector. We also want to ensure that in exploiting our mineral sector that we pay due regard to the environment, and we certainly believe that we can grow our economy by ensuring that we protect our environment.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the opening of the 49th Forum on the Geology of Industrial Minerals in Kingston on Tuesday. The forum is part of activities to mark Minerals Week, being observed June 23 to 29 under the theme, Minerals Creating Employment, Generating Wealth and Facilitating Development. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.